So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Tamen Nishchet b'shmoinu mechza, v'karv b'tisho mechza. On a typical day, throughout the entire year, the Karmat Tamen Shel Ben Abayim was shechted 8.5 hours into the day and burned on the Mizbeach 9.5 hours into the day. On Erev Pesach, the Tamen was shechted 7.5 hours into the day and burned on the Mizbeach at 8.5 hours to allow for the Karmat Pesach to be brought after the Karmat Tamen at 9.5 hours. And when their Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, the Tamid was shechted 6.5 hours into the day and burned at 7.5 hours to allow for the Pesach to be brought and also roasted before Shabbos. Menon Amili. The Gemara asks, what the source for shechting the Karmat Tamid 8.5 hours into the day and burning it 9.5 hours into the day is? Shuben Levi answers that this is based on the pasuk that speaks about the Karmat being brought Bein Harabayim, which we assume means that it is brought in the middle of the second half of the day, shechted 2.5 hours after noon, and burned 2.5 hours before the end of the day. However, Rava points out that if the source of the timing were a pasuk, heichem mikad minale, how would we permit it to make it earlier on Erev Pesach as taught in our Mishnah? Instead, Rava suggests that the words Bein Arabayim just means to say mishiyinatu tzloli erev, from when the afternoon shadows become noticeable, which means any time of the afternoon, or 6.5 hours into the day. However, since the pasuk says Allah hashlem kol gabanis kulam, that the Karmat Tamid should be the last Karmat of the day, therefore we delay it until 8.5 hours into the day so that other Karbanas can be brought before it. However, on Erev Pesach, we bring the Karmat Tamid an hour earlier to allow more time for the Karmat Pesach, which is brought after the Karmat Tamid. When Erev Pesach came out on Erev Shabbos, we bring the Karmat Tamid another hour earlier to allow additional time for roasting the Pesach in the afternoon before Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan, Ki siduri b'chayil, kach siduri b'shabbos. The Rebbe Shmuel. Shmuel says that the Tamid is the same on the weekday and on Shabbos. Rebbe Kiva Omer, ki siduri b'erev Pesach. Rebbe Kiva says it is like the order on Erev Pesach. The Gemara presents three possible explanations. According to Abaya, and later, as well, we see Rava, the machlekes between Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Kiva concerns the Karmat Tamid on Erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos. And according to Rabba Bar Ula, Machlekes concerns the Karmat Tamid of an ordinary Shabbos. First, Amar Abaya, ki siduri b'chol be'erev Shabbos, kach siduri b'shabbos be'erev Pesach. Abaya amends the original statement and explains that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Tamid is brought the same time every Erev Pesach, 7.5 hours into the day, whether Erev Pesach falls on a weekday or on Shabbos. Since on Shabbos they needed an extra hour to bring the bezichil of Vayna, the spoons of frankincense of the lechem upon him. Rebbe Kiva holds that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the Tamid is brought an hour earlier, like it would be brought when Erev Pesach falls on Friday. The Gemara explains the concept behind this machlekes. B'mai kemiflegi, Rebbe Shmuel holds musafin koydmin lebezichim. The musafin needed to be brought before the bezichim, the spoons of frankincense of the lechem upon him. And since the musafin were always offered during the sixth hour, the bezichin were offered in the seventh hour, with the tamid being offered at 7.5 hours. Rebbe Kiva holds bezichin koymin l'musafin, thereby allowing the tamid to be offered at 6.5 hours, since the bezichin levayna were already brought before the karban musaf earlier in the day. According to this approach, Rebbe Shmuel is the author of our Mishnah, which said that bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, the time is of the tamid is the same on the weekday and Shabbos. Rava, who objects to Abaya's explanation, also amends the Bryce's original statement. Amar Rava, ki siduri b'chil di alma, kach sidri b'shabbos b'erev Pesach. Rava holds that Rebbe Shmuel says that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the Tamid is brought the same time it would be brought on the normal weekday, 8.5 hours into the day, because we don't want it to be brought too early and have the meat spoil. Rebbe Kiva, on the other hand, holds it is brought 7.5 hours into the day, just like it would be when Erev Pesach falls on the weekday. The Gemara explains the concept behind this machlekes, b'mai kemiflegi, b'michmer bistra kemiflegi. Rebbe Shmuel holds chayshinan, we're concerned that if we move up the time, the meat might become spoiled, since we need to wait until Matzah Shabbos to be able to roast the Karban Pesach. Rebbe Kiva holds loy chayshinan, we're not concerned. However, we don't push it up to 6.5 hours because he holds musafin koymin lebezichin. According to this, our Mishnah conforms to Rebbe Kiva. Rabbi Bar Ula, who gives the third explanation, was not happy with either Abaya or Rava's explanation because they both needed to amend the original statement of the Brisa in order to fit their explanations. Ela Omar Rabbi Bar Ula, ki siduri b'chol di alma, kach siduri b'shabbos di alma. Rabbi Ra'ula explains that Rabbi Shmuel says that the Tumah is brought at the same time, 8.5 hours, both on the regular weekday and the regular Shabbos. Since we have to wait to bring a Tumah on the weekday until 8.5 hours, in order to leave enough time for everybody to bring their Nedarim and Nedabas, we keep the timing the same for Shabbos, even though there are no Nedarim and Nedabas. Rabbi Kiva holds Kisiduri be'erev ha-Pesach di'alma, kach Sidur b'Shabbos di'alma, that on Shabbos it should be brought the same time that it would be brought on an Erev Pesach, 7.5 hours into the day, since there is no need to delay and to accommodate Nedarim and Nedabas. But my kemiflagi, b'gzeres Nedarim and Nedabas kemiflagi, we're concerned about the extra kabbanas that were added on a regular weekday. Rabbi Shmuel holds, gezrin and Shabbos al-tuchel, we're concerned. Therefore, we want to keep both weekday and Shabbos times the same. Rabbi Kiva holds like gezrin, we're not concerned. According to this, our Mishnah can go like either Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel. To summarize, our Mishnah taught us that the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im was shechted on regular weekday day at 8.5 hours into the day. The Korban Pesach on a weekday at 7.5 hours, except for Friday when it was shechted at 6.5 hours. And when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, according to the Mishnah, it would be shechted at 7.5 hours. And according to the Braisa, Abaye said that Rabbi Shmuel agreed with the Mishnah, but not Rabbi Kiva. Rava said that Rabbi Kiva agreed with the Mishnah, but not Rabbi Shmuel. And according to Rava Bar Ula, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agreed with the Mishnah. Our daf concludes with the Gemara teaching the source for the halacha that nothing may be offered on the Mizbeach before the Tumah Shel Shachar, and nothing after the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im. The pasuk that speaks about the Kohen arranging fresh wood on the Mizbeach in the morning says, V'arach Allah ha'ayla. The word ha'ayla implies, ayla rishayna, that the Tumah Shel Shachar, which is an ayla, must be the first to be offered on the newly arranged wood in the morning. And the reference to the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im, the Braisa, presents the second half of the pasuk, which says, V'hikdor le'al chel v'hashlamim, teaching that all karbanos of the day are to be offered on the Tumah Shel Shachar, but none on or after the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im. Abaye learns this out from the word aleha on the Tumah Shel Shachar, while Rava learns this out from the word hashlamim, which he explains as aleha hashlim kol karbanos kulam, that on the Tumah Shel Shachar, the karbanos brought that day are to be completed.